Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Tim, say there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
Yes. There is power.
There is power. There is power.
Come on, come on, be on the Lord's
throne.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning for each and every one of you all. But I want you to know those chains have to be broken by you. God have allowed you to have the knowledge to break those chains over your family, over your job, over your finances. That's the way it's going to be done. Yeah. And you're going to have to bind it up. You're going to have to declare and decree. God giving you that for your family. And the only way they're going to know it, you're going to have to start doing it. Can't wait any longer. Can't wait on the preacher. Can't wait on the bishop. Can't wait. You are going to have to do it. And whatever you bind on earth, he says, I'll bound it in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, he says, I'll loose it in heaven. So I just want you to know you're allowing the devil to run rapid around your home, your jobs, your finances. You're going to have to put it to a stop, bless God. God ain't pleased with it. He wants you to break every chain. But God needs your help there for you to do that. I know people, well, God don't need your help. Yes, he does. He wants to make sure you're in fellowship with him, in relationship with him, that you got the same mind that he has. Because why should he be doing something that your heart is not in it? It don't work. So he needs you to be in it. Abide in it. It abide in you. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. We're going to ask Pastor Bell, if she'd be so kind, to give us a word of prayer and also make that announcement by Evangelist Renee. If you'd be so kind to make that announcement by Evangelist Renee and give us a word of prayer. Then we're going to get into this lesson. Bro, I'm excited about the Word of God today. Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio.
Amen. And good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. Thank you for that song, Pastor. Amen. Break every chain. Amen. And that's what we do when we're standing on God's word. Amen.
Yes.
But we'd like for you to keep in prayer Evangelist Renee. She's probably there now, but she has to go to Mercy Hospital in Canton. And she said she's feeling better, but she has to stay there until her surgery, which is going to be Thursday. So she wants us to keep her lifted up in prayer. Amen, amen. So she's on her way to the hospital. She's not already there. I talked to her earlier. So she wanted us to lift it up in prayer. Because as she says, by his stripes, she is healed. Praise God. No matter what's going on around her, she's still standing on that word. Amen.
Amen.
So the scripture I like to share is coming from 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9. It says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for another beautiful day. We're thanking you for your many blessings that you are giving unto us, Father God. We are thankful, Father God, for the word at noon, that we can come and be fed spiritually, Father God, and meditate on these scriptures, Father God, even after the broadcast is over, Father. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our pastor in a mighty way as he teaches this word, as he's being led by the Holy Spirit, Father God. And be with each and every one that was able to call in, those that are listening by internet. and those who will participate, Father God. We give you praise, Father God, because you are worthy to be praised. And Lord, we just continue to pray for Evangelist Renee for her total, complete healing, Father God, and thankful for her faith that she stands on the Word of God, knowing that the Word teaches and tells us by your stripes she will be healed. And not only her, Father God, there are others as well, Father God, that stand in need of a healing. Those that are being delivered, those who are wanting a closer walk with you, Father God, bless them to open up their hearts to receive your word, knowing that your word says, by grace we are saved. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that yes, we are new in Christ. So that old way of life is past, is gone, is done away with. And now we're walking in the newness of Christ. Praise God. And we are thankful your word even tells us that we are a child of God. So we just have to stand on the word. We have to believe it. Amen. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We trust in you, Father God. So open up our hearts, Father God, to draw closer to you, Father God, as the word is being entered into our spirit. And then we're able to witness to others and help others to come to Christ also. Father God, we're thankful for the word because it says we're blessed coming in and blessed going out. And so we're walking in victory. We bind up anything and everything that is not of you right now in the name of Jesus and pleading the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, on those that are listening, on our pastor as he teaches, and even those that will call in and or are on the internet. Them as well. So, Father God, we give you praise and we just want to say thank you. Now, Lord, have your way. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Before we get into the lesson today, if anyone would like to share anything, a testimony, or you have a word from the Lord, press 1. If anyone the Lord is leading to share scripture, press 1. I do want to say this, Pastor Bill, and to the rest of you guys. I'm not moved by what Satan is trying to do. I'm not moved by that because I know by his stripes I am healed. God has already spoken. The moment we start agreeing with the word of God, that's when we began to see his great Amen. And mighty works because you agreed with the word Amen. Of God. That's all.
Hallelujah.
That's all. But if anyone have anything they'd like to share, I'm excited today of what God is going to do. We're still talking about God's image. God wants us to be in his image. Brothers and sisters, it's time that let's go to the scripture. How about that? In Philippians 3, 13 through the, it reads like this. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the higher calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. There's a higher calling. Now, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but God said he has a higher calling for you. We're going to talk about that higher calling and where it's at. So let us therefore, as many as be perfect, yes, as many as be perfect, you heard that right. I know some of your friends and and relatives and homies. They won't tell you you can be perfect. The Bible says, let us therefore as many as be perfect. And then Matthew 5 said, be ye perfect even as your heavenly Father. So there is a way, because the word perfect means complete. You did what is required. He says, those that be perfect be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. And when the thing that the Lord was dealing with me in there, we have to press toward the mark of the prize. The prize is in the higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, what is that, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. So we can go over here to 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. But we all, with one face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. So God, that's the image that we pressing toward, the higher calling. And that higher calling is in Christ Jesus. So this week, we're going to talk about obtaining that higher calling. God wants us to operate in that higher calling on earth. But let me give you a couple of scriptures first, because I know somebody said, well, what is that higher calling? You know, I'm writing a book. You say, now what? Okay, you say, but now what? But in Revelation 5 and 10, and has made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. That's right now. He have made. He's not going to make. He have made. See, if you're part of that resurrection, if you then be risen with Christ, if you be risen, then seek those things above. Well, what is above? The glory of God. That's where he wants us walking there, in his glory. It shall be revealed face to face. I had a conversation with a young man yesterday. He didn't know that God was so loving, so caring, and had so much grace and had so much mercy that he would share his glory. He didn't know that. Yeah. See, you got to get in the glory so God can start revealing things to you. But you got, it's a pressing way. Can I say that one more time? It's a pressing way. It's not automatic.
Yeah.
You have to press your way. There's a lot of things you got to press through. So we're going to talk about that this week. Some of the things that we're going to talk about, follow the example that has already been laid. That's one of the things you're going to have to do to attain to the outer resurrection from among the dead. You know, the Bible says, be ye crucified with Christ. Yeah, you got to crucify the flesh. That's one of the things Paul was talking about. You got to crucify the flesh. Because he make mention now, having already obtained, but to forget the things that are behind. And we're going to talk about that. Because a lot of y'all may be thinking that forget the thing behind. You may be thinking about your old sinful life. Now, he fall past that. He ain't even talking about that. You're going to be a little shocked to know what he's actually talking about. When he talk about pressing and he talk about forgetting those things that are behind. Yeah, that he had some kind of life, but he wasn't worried about the life he lived. He was pressing toward that mark of the higher calling that's in Christ Jesus. Well, where's Christ at? Christ is seated at the right-hand side of the Father. But some of the things that we're going to have to deal with some of the things, same thing he gave Timothy. He gave him an example. But one of the greatest things that we're going to have to know, to see that outside salvation is one thing. To see the inside salvation is another. And let me tell you what Proverbs say. You got to protect your heart. Now, do you realize the issues of life flows from your heart? You can't continue to allow the enemy to dig away at your heart. You're going to have to stop. You're going to put a stop to that. All kinds of distraction, all kinds of things. These are the things that you're going to have to press your way. And you have to fight back, too. I might well go and tell you that, too. Because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but truly against principalities, truly against powers, truly against weakness, wickedness in high places. And you're going to have to press your way. And it's very easy. Don't let anybody stir you wrong and think, no, it's not hard, it's easy. Because that power of God rests upon you. Because you're perfect in. So let us therefore, as many be perfect, in other words, to walk in unity. I like to think about Ephesians 4, 1 through 16. So we'll go over that. Because that's where God wants us at. He wants us into that unity of faith until we come to that full stature of the measure of Christ. That's the image. God have not changed his mind. That's his perspective. He hadn't changed. He want us to be what he desired for us to be in Genesis 1:26, in his image after his likeness, in his image after his likeness. Satan want to steal that image. He don't want you to portray. Why do you think folk walking around here loving and enjoying portraying the image of the devil rather than the image of Christ? Start on the inside. Remember we talked last week about that seed? That seed is on the inside of you. It's there. It ain't gone nowhere. Hasn't gone anywhere. It's still there. When you got saved, there was a seed. And it's trying to blossom. But there's some time we have to push other stuff out the way so it can blossom. Got to push religion out the way. You got to push denomination. Sometimes you got to push your family out the way so you can allow that seed in you to blossom, because you're being choked. That seed is being choked by the cares of this world. So it's important now. I got receipts for you. Don't get it twisted. I got paperwork for you now. Because I'll take you there to Mark 4 in a heartbeat. This is one of the things. And remember 4:26, Mark 4:26. Listen, beloved. God expects you to be part of the higher calling. And that higher calling, if you don't mind, that higher calling is in Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's where it's at. And that's where the glory of God is at. That's why we have to get in that glory and stay in that glory and allow that seed that God put in you to begin to blossom. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you, brothers and sisters. If you don't know the end of time is at your door, you've been sleeping upon the rock. You ain't been around no word. You ain't been to nobody church. You ain't been to nobody church school. You ain't been you must be behind a rock if you can't see the time, the season. If it's nothing telling you there's something different going on. Something different going on in the spirit, brothers and sisters. So we're going to dig into it. God definitely wants us walking in unity with Christ. So when he says he needs to obtain the higher calling, that higher calling, Christ Jesus, that higher calling of God, God's higher calling, not your preacher, not your bishop, what they done called you to do, and for God's sake, not your mate or your loved one, because they're going to call you back. Every time Christ calls you, they're going to call you back. So God is calling you as an individual to come up to this, but it's a pressing way. But the call is there. You have to answer it. If I call you right now, Sister Laura, and you don't answer it, that don't mean I didn't call you. That simply means you didn't answer it. If I called you right now, Evangelist Sharon, and the phone went ring, 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 and you don't answer. Now, here's the good part in all this. Grace to call me back. Grace to call me back. See, because you can call them back and say, Lord, I missed the call. I heard you. I heard, but I missed it. Lord, I didn't talk to you. See, you got to answer that call. You didn't see it then, but you see it now. God got a mighty work for you. Answer the call. And if you miss the call, call him back. That's what grace is for. That's why I done fell in love with grace. See, grace take care of everything that law couldn't do for ourselves. God sent us some grace. And there's some grace for whatever you're dealing with. That's why I love it. And Paul knew that he had to press. And in order to press, he understood that he wanted to be glorified with Christ. See, when you make that decision that you want to live in God's glory, let me say this because I've said this before, but I need to say it again. The only thing keeps you from operating in God's glory is sin. That's why the Bible says in Romans 3, I know people preach this wrong, but you're going to hear it right today. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, sin is the only thing keep you from the glory of God. That's what Satan got. Well, you done got rid of that. You saved now.
Right.
You sanctified. You filled with the Holy Ghost. You're no longer a sinner, or you're no longer a seeker. You're not even a seeker. You're a true believer. You're a true believer. So that's where you operate in that perfectness, because you're a new creature. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:17? You're a new creature now. So with that being said, God wants us to operate in his glory. He wants us to be glorified with Christ. That's what Paul was talking about. You've already took off the old man. You're operating under the new man.
Yeah.
You know,
amen.
Because you lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. You got to put off the old man with his deeds. Listen, beloved. Over in Colossians 3 and 4, I might well go there because I want you to hear this. In Colossians 3 and 4, well, you remember what the where it says, if you then be risen. Now, I don't know if you've been risen or not. You know, you may be one of those that's only celebrate resurrection once a year. Well, I'm here to tell you, you have not been risen. But see, once Christ rose from the dead, he didn't die no more. So you can wait till the next year. No. But here's what the Bible says. So when Christ, who is our life, that's our life. Remember, because we're hid in him. He's our life. Shall appear. Then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now, I know you're thinking about when he burst through the skies and all that. That's not what he's talking about. Because if you go back 3 verses before, it says, so if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Fit your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. For ye are dead. So you dead now. And your life is hid with Christ in God. So when Christ appears to you, see, after you have crucified the flesh and all of this stuff, now Christ appeared to you. Because this is your life. Then shall you appear with him in glory. That's when he becomes your advocator. See? That's when he becomes your lawyer. Operating in glory is being revealed from from glory to glory. But you got to get in the glory of God, man. When you're in the glory, you're in victory. You're walking in victory. That's why he tells you to modify, therefore, the members of your members of which are upon the earth. He says, glorify. He said, modify them. Fornication, uncleanliness, adultery, affection, evil, conspiracy, and covetousness, which is adultery, for which things seek the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In that which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them, but you don't live in them no more. You know why? Because you put off all of these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, out of you. Don't put all that stuff away. And you're not lying one another because you put off the old man. See, because you put off the old man, now you can walk in that glory. You can walk in the victory. But that's where God wants you at. And don't be fooled now. God wants you there. I didn't say I wanted you there. I said God wants you there. So when I read 2 Corinthians 3:18, I know God wants you there. He says in his word he wants you there.
Thank you, Lord.
He want to change you into that same image. I need to underline that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit. That's that same image. So you got to get out of the flesh. Stop thinking flesh stuff. Get out of the flesh and know that you are a new creature. Know that you are a spirit having human experiences. But God wants that image in you, the image of him.
Yeah.
And you don't get it over there. You get it here. So when you get there, you recognize. They recognize.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. Who you? Oh, those spirits are recognized, and they have to let you through. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that kind of stuff this week. I'm excited. If anybody had anything they'd like to share, press 1. But I'm excited about what God is going to do this week. It's so much. I think about, you know, how Paul was persecuted. He forgot that. He's following now after the things of God. And we're going to talk about the different things that we should be following after, how you have to press toward that mark and what that mark is. And that mark is that calling, that higher calling. So if there's a higher calling, there's a lower calling. But there's a higher calling in Christ. Yes, you're in Christ, but there's another calling. You know, I said this and I'm the other day, and God keep putting this in my spirit. He want us to be like prisoners, man. Paul said, I'm a prisoner of Christ. He realized that he couldn't do nothing without the warden. Whatever the warden said to do is what he was going to do. He couldn't get up until the warden said, get up. He wasn't and he didn't have no name. He lost all his identity. See, when you lose your name, you lose your identity. So they gave him a new identity. That new identity was some numbers. So when people was in prison, they answered to those numbers. Inmate 4468. It ain't inmate Charlie Brown. It ain't inmate Mary Sue. It's inmate 22342. So you got this new identity now because you're a prisoner and you answer to them. And that's what God wants us. That's part of that higher calling that God had made us new creatures. That's what we're going to answer, things of God. And so we want to get into that. I have a bunch of scriptures, but you got to press. We're going to deal with 2 Thessalonians 5:15. 2 Timothy 2:22, Hebrews 12:14. I just think it's awesome, brothers and sisters, to know that God wants, you know what? God showed me that he had so much, he's so rich in grace that he can afford to give us everything he had. He can afford to make us like him. You show me somebody rich, don't share the work, the wealth. Somebody rich, I mean, they really rich. They don't care about them big sons having a Lamborghini. They don't care about that. You might care, and you might have some kind of stuff. They don't care. Yeah, let them roll in. They want a Rolls Royce because they're rich. They don't care. Look at some of these celebrities. That ought to be a lesson where when you're rich, not money, forget money, but being rich will do. So God's rich in grace. He's rich in mercy. He got a lot of it. You need mercy? Hey, it's following you every day. Right? Receipts for that over there in Psalm 23. His goodness. Whoop, say that one more time, preacher. His goodness and his mercy.
Yeah.
Not only mercy following you, but goodness is following you. You're not going to have no bad day. You're not going to have no bad moments anymore. Because your grace is following you. Goodness is following you. Mercy is following you.
Mm.
And anytime you need to pay a bill, mercy comes around you and pays. And his goodness, jump ahead of that. Because it's goodness, okay? It's goodness. Got to say that a few times. His goodness is what's following you. Why is it following you? So in case you need it, boom, it jump ahead of you and take care of it. It's following you because you're going to need some mercy. And God said, okay, I just have mercy on that. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. See, when you're rich in grace, when you're rich in mercy, when you're rich in glory, you can share it. When you're rich in righteousness, you can share it. That's the stuff God wants to share with us. Not all this whole physical, earthly stuff, man. God ain't, you're not going to be able to bring that with you. This is about your eternal life. Did I tell you that? The devil is a lie. This is about your eternal life. He wants you to get some stuff you can take with you when you leave here.
All right. Amen.
His goodness, his righteousness. He wants you to take some stuff, because he's in glory, and you got to be able to crack that code, that glory code. So you got to be in glory now. That's why you got to set your affection on things above and not on things beneath. See? That's how that works. Okay, anybody have anything they want to share? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I just wanted to read Colossians 3. And you gave us 4, but I was going to read 1-4 from the Message Bible. And it reads, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground. Absorb with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too, the real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity like Christ. Amen, amen. And like I said, you've been risen with Christ, so that we are changed. Amen. And we have a new life now.
Amen. And your new life is in God's glory. Can I say one more thing to you guys? One more thing that's important. But God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. So look at it like this. You got to go to the glory store. I understand you got Walmart and they try to cover everything. I get all of that. But there are stores that specialize in diamonds. There are stores that specialize in certain things. And to get God's glory, you have to go into glory. If I'm understanding this right. But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All the riches is in glory. So if you don't go in the glory store, you ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get those riches. And it had nothing to do with money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got one more here. All right. I think this is Evangelist Laura.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say. I just wanted to say I was answering the call.
Because
you said
God.
Maybe you said if I was but no,
man.
I'm just being sorry. God bless all you guys. I hope everyone is having a blessed and happy, joy-filled day.
Thank you so much. You too. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Back at you. Anyone else? Hallelujah. This, hallelujah. This overseer. Hallelujah. Okay. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Press one. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Well, now, hey, thank you guys so much. We'll definitely see you all on tomorrow.